Coach Vance Joseph, welcome to the 2017 NFL season. You just introduced your three coordinators. Were you surprised, or I should say happy, that you got three guys of the caliber that you did? Because so many times in the NFL offseason, there's so much flux, there's so much turnover, and to get the guys that you got, it's a very impressive staff.
I was surprised. You know, everyone we chased in the process, we kind of acquired, so it was fun to do. Offensively, Mike McCoy was my first call. Having Mike was twofold. Obviously being an ex-head coach, for me being a first-time head coach, that was critical for me, for a sounding board. And, obviously Mike's been a big-time successful coordinator in this league. Being in San Diego in division for the last 4 years, I can only help. After Mike was aboard, we signed Jeff Davison, who was Mike's O-line coach in San Diego, which makes the process, more seamless for us. Then Bill Musgraves, and he wanted to be here, so that was important. Everyone we chased wanted to be here, and that made it easy.
With regards to Mike, you look down the line, Peyton Manning, Phillip Rivers, some of the quarterbacks that he's worked with have been very impressive. When he has a wealth of knowledge like that, is that something that you tap into with your young quarterbacks?
Absolutely. I mean, he's had the pleasure of coaching a lot of good quarterbacks, a couple of young guys also. Mike's expertise and Mike's knowledge with that is going to help those two kids, along with Bill Musgraves with his knowledge of coaching young quarterbacks in the past. And with that combination, those two guys are going to be players. It's almost guaranteed with those two guys coaching. They're going to be players to help us win.
How much does it help, too, having two coordinators on staff that have been here? You've got Joe Woods, who has coached here in the past, but then Mike has also been here in years past. Does that make the transition easier, even though the coaching staffs are different, just from a logistics standpoint?
Absolutely. Mike, he was here four years ago, and he's coached with Studisville and Tyke Tolbert. He's also coached with Davison, and Bill Musgraves back in the day. So it's really... it's luck of the draw that we've acquired guys who've all worked together at some point of their career. Defensively, keeping Joe here in house was important because the defense was played so well the last 2 years. You can't lose that, and acquiring Joe and keeping Bill and Reggie and Pug in place, that was critical, for our defense. And acquiring Marcus Robinson from Oakland, again, an in-division opponent, that was also critical for us. So, we're excited about the entire staff. And, my belief is, when you're game planning, it starts from the back to the front end. And, having Joe as the secondary guy for 2 years and being number one in pass defense for 2 years in a row, it's hard to do in this league, So his expertise there is going to be critical to our defense moving forward.
And look, man, we're going to be simple. We're going to play fast. We're going to play hard. We're going to kill it, okay? This is a great acronym, you guys, right? Kill it. Keep it likable and learnable.
Brock Olivo seems to have an enthusiasm that is unquenchable. We just saw him in his press conference.
Right.
When you bring on a guy like that, is that contagious? Is that enthusiasm contagious for not only his position group but the team as well?
Right. Absolutely. I wanted a guy in that position that had great energy, who was a bright guy, and he's obviously a bright guy. He's worked with Coach Tope in Kansas City, who's the best in the league, in my opinion. So he's got the right experiences, along with his personality. I mean, who doesn't want to play for that guy? I want to play for that guy. So it was an easy hire for me after the six-hour interview. It was easy to hire Brock. And again, Brock left here, on a late flight, and he flew home, and I flew to Miami to see the family. And I called him the next morning. I said, Brock, what's up, man? Where are you? I'm in the airport going to New Orleans. I said, stop. don't go. I want you to be a part of our staff, but he was a great hire. He's a first time coordinator, but he's an experienced person in life, so it won't be too big for him, and the players will love playing for him.
Speaking of the players, we had a chance to catch up with a couple of them, Pro Bowl, Super Bowl. The word that prevailed was excitement. They're excited to get back. When you see those coaches and talk to the players, do you feel that excitement from the players?
Absolutely. Every player that's called or came by to say hi, I mean they're excited to get started. Obviously this team won it a year ago. And they want to get back to that feeling, and that's a great feeling. It's going to be new for me, to be in that position, once we put the work in, obviously. But they're excited. It's a great staff. It's a staff of guys that's won a lot of football games. Every guy on staff has been in the playoffs the last couple of years and, have been on winning football teams. That's important also because winning breeds winning.
Coach, I know you're a busy guy. You got a lot to get to. We appreciate you taking some time.
Thanks for having me, guys.